Our goal was to make the administration's message clearer and to make it easier for visitors to ed.gov to complete their top tasks and find what they're looking for.
It looks similar to whitehouse.gov, not exactly, you know, your own branding of it, but there are similarities there. Do you think so?
There are some similarities. We wanted to have the top of the page feature the secretary and the administration's education message better, and we took some cues from the White House site to do that, sure.
Well, it does look very easy to navigate, and we understand that the traffic is up dramatically since you relaunched it. Give us those details.
Well, traffic has gone up. I think traffic on the web generally has gone up. Traffic goes up during back to school season anyway, and we launched this September 8th. And it's actually mainly a new homepage and a new look and feel. It's not the, what's under the hood that's new.
And so, but lots of people will be applying for their student loans through the Department of Education now. So is that driving some of the traffic, do you think?
I think that is driving some of the traffic. I think this administration is pushing college, and the president has set a goal to increase college going and completion rates. I think there are some other reasons that we've seen traffic go up from July of last year to July of this year, and one is we have a new administration. Or we had a new administration in January. And anytime you have a change in administrations, people are interested in what's new.
Right.
And one of the ways to find out is the website. So that's one thing I think that's going on. Another thing is the Department of Education was given $100 billion to administer, which is well more than we administer discretionary money in a normal year. So people came to the website to find out about the money and how they could participate.
Now, you have a blog site here.
We do.
It's called The Blog, and I'm going, and the latest post is September 10th. Who contributes to that, and what kind of feedback do you get on that area from the public?
Well, Ed staff contribute to it, and we get interesting comments. We've posted about 100 posts, and we've received about 700 comments. And we use it for a variety of purposes. One is to ask questions. For example, higher standards. How do we get to higher standards for all students? So we asked that question in the blog and got a number of hundreds of responses. And that helps people here think about and be in touch with what people outside the Beltway and teachers, students and parents are thinking about things like that. We asked a question about turning around low-performing schools, which is a priority for this administration, and we got good feedback there too. So it's a way to be transparent and a way to get feedback from people who are on the ground doing the work.
Mr. Winters, can you tell me about the stimulus that is going through the Department of Education? Is the education.ed.gov website where people apply for their grants?
It is where people find information about how to apply
for grants.
For grants under the stimulus funding, under the Recovery Act. And this administration has done a lot of outreach around that. And I'm getting back to the theme of why sessions and page views have gone up. The secretary, Arnie Duncan, has done a listening tour. We've posted in the blog photos and videos from the listening tour. We've also posted PowerPoints and slideshows from meetings and outreach meetings that senior administration officials here have held with groups about how to apply and what the money is going to be used for. And we've posted conference calls and other things to try to make things transparent for people. And I think that's helping drive up the numbers, too. People are seeing that, wow, the administration is using the website to conduct business, to really reach out.
And there are other federal websites to which the departments and agencies are feeding their information, such as recovery.gov and data.gov. And does your staff participate in making sure that all that engineering is in place so that the transparency directives are being met via your web content?
We do coordinate with that on our with efforts with others here in the department to make sure that our information gets to recovery.gov. We created a couple of RSS feeds to provide weekly updates to recovery.gov, and those RSS feeds and also the general ed.gov RSS feed I think has driven traffic up as well as our Twitter, which has 8,500 followers.
You know, Mr. Winters, and we're talking this morning to Kirk Winters, senior editor of ed.gov. He directs and manages the web content team for the Department of Education's website, which has seen quite a significant uptick in the number of users. There was a recent tempest in a teapot, maybe some call it a controversy, where the president was speaking to the nation's children, and there was a lot of, you know, back and forth about the, you know, whether or not that should happen, and, you know, finally blew over. Do you think that's drove some of your traffic? You know, controversy, whatever you think about it, it does make people more interested, you know.
It does, and I think that did cause an uptick in traffic. That page did get quite a few views.
Yeah, and so as a result of that, do you think people then discovered maybe the website and have come back for more information?
Well, I hope so. It's hard to say, but I would hope so.
Well, looking at the blog, I have to commend you because there are some negative comments about that whole episode on the blog, which are there. So, I mean, I you know, since you are an organ of the administration in some ways, I think it's commendable that you have the, you know, the people that disagree have their say on the blog site.
Well, thank you. The president's first week in office, he issued a memo on transparency, and we're trying to make government transparent to people and more participatory. So, thank you.
And so, the content on here, is there anything new that people should be aware of that's now available that maybe wasn't there before?
Anything new? There's not what we launched on September 8th did not have a lot new. It does have the features at the top. It features video and photos more prominently, and it features the blog over on the left side, the blog role more prominently. But it's mainly just a cleaner look. It's mainly cosmetic. We have not restructured the information architecture, for instance.
And do you think you will? Is there some plan in place to do that? Okay.
There is a plan in place to do that. We want to improve navigation. We want to be able to manage the search experience. I will tell you that we have a lot of room for improvement on our search. One thing that is new is we do feature our YouTube videos on the homepage and our Twitter feed on the homepage. And we had those. We had the YouTube channel and the Twitter feed before, but they were a couple of clicks away. So this brought those to the fore. The September 8th relaunch or redesign brought those to the fore, as well as the blog.
And you may want to consider some more variety in the photography. I'm seeing a picture of President Obama, then a picture of Secretary Duncan, then a picture of President Obama and Secretary Duncan, and then a map of the United States. I would say take a look at NASA. They really have the best photography. Not that you want to use space pictures.
Not
but
that the president and the secretary are interesting.
Okay, but
they're
a little
very
more variety, maybe.
Yeah. Those are great, and if you look down in the features, you'll see a little more variety down. And we do want to include more photos up in the flash banner there of not just the president and not just the secretary, and that's one of our goals. One of my challenges as a senior editor is to find the right image that goes with the story. But the stories and the features lend themselves well to those. It's a very good criticism.